following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, April 29th through Thursday, May 5th, 2022. April 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Pray, my children, for the courageous martyrs of holy love. These are the ones in this country that are disbelieved even by church authority, and the ones in far distant countries such as China, where just being Christian is a threat to their well-being. The premise of holy love is only a threat to those who are far from me. These are the ones who do not desire to know me or acknowledge my commandments. They see holy love as a threat to their life, their way of life. To these, every present moment is a martyrdom, never knowing in what way they will be opposed. Pray for their courageous perseverance in the ways of holy love." A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 through 7 and 13. "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, and to understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 30th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, be strong in your resolve to please me. One loving comment sent to me via your holy angel in the morning warms my heart." May 1st, 2022, the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, each day and in every present moment, I desire to be part of your every decision in thought, word, and deed. This is how you will be held accountable at your moment of judgment. Have you loved me enough to want to please me and to please others? Or has your whole life on earth been about pleasing yourself? How much I love and how attentive I am to the prayers of the one who loves me deep in his heart. The soul can only appreciate this once he is in heaven. You can glimpse heaven through an effort to please me. Surrender to my call to you to come closer to me. Live in this truth." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 2nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, please realize that present moment decisions can affect your eternity. It is necessary to learn to choose always in favor of holy love, without concern for the present moment consequences. If you are concerned for what others think above and beyond my opinion, you will not choose wisely. Come deeper into the recesses of my paternal heart by your efforts to please me. I grant peace to those who choose to please me. Whole nations, take heed. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, begin each day with a fresh perspective on the power of prayer. Prayer changes things. Fervent prayer returns favor for favor, and I am able to release untold graces into the world. It is then hearts are changed, evil is exposed, and my omnipotent power is unleashed. Do not allow your prayer time to be bogged down with discouragement. My divine will is so often working in the background in ways you are unaware of. Trust is the backbone of fervent prayer. If you do not love me enough to trust in me, you bind my hands with human incapability. Recall how the resurrection changed the world forever, not by means of human effort, but by my omnipotence, not by discouraged prayer, but by holy boldness, which manifested in trust. Be present to me as I brought my Jesus back to life. Rejoice with me. A note is given to read Psalm 5:11-12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 4th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, remember each day the many favors I have blessed you with. These are the signs of my love for you. I am always guiding you, protecting you in unforeseen ways to bring you to your own salvation. How I long for each of you to be with me in paradise. Take the time each day to thank me for the graces in your lives which you do not see. Often, these are the many ways I am drawing you closer to me without you even knowing it. Pray for my grace to be recognized and come alive in the hearts of unbelievers. Some think they accomplish everything on their own, aside from my intervention. Then, when they do need my help, they do not think to ask me. All over the world are signs of lack of love in hearts, from greedy dictators to crimes against humanity. Do not rest in your prayer efforts. Sincere prayer bears much fruit. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 5th, 2022, Feast of Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, 25th Anniversary. Our Lady is here as Refuge of Holy Love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, I come today once again to offer you the hospice of my Immaculate Heart, which is the first chamber of the United Hearts. Herein find your respite from the sorrows of the world. Seek this chamber where you can clearly define good from evil. This chamber is the strength you need to pursue a closer relationship with me. I will protect you from the concerns of the world herein. I am forever your refuge when you seek me. It is in the confines of my heart you are clearly shown good versus evil. This is where your angel meets you and helps you to choose righteousness. My heart makes transparent right from wrong. The soul cannot advance in holiness until he passes through the conviction of my Immaculate Heart, Refuge of Holy Love. Journey of personal holiness begins with my Refuge of Holy Love, my heart, and a title which, after controversy, will be recognized. The note is given to read Romans chapter 16, 17 through 18. I appeal to you, brethren, to take note of those who create dissensions and difficulties in opposition to the doctrine which you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by fair and flattering words they deceive the hearts of the simple-minded. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.